I was still in high school, so there was nothing I could do. You know, my mother wouldn't let me go any place. But then it came with the U.S. Cadet Corps because we were still at war. We took advantage of it. And, of course, during my course with the Cadet Corps, the war ended. But we were still working, and they worked us. Believe you me. Believe you me. We had clinical plus schoolwork, going to classes and everything. We worked from early in the morning till we had a B. We only were had a little reprieve from about 5 when we had supper till about 8. We had a B in at 8 p.m. Mm. into the nurse's residence.
When did you sleep?
And then we had to get up at early, you know, we go to breakfast. But all our uniforms that we wore was provided, and our residency was paid by the government and things. And I was there. I went in June of 44, and we worked 45. Then in 46, we had to go to Washington, D.C. for 3 months with Children's Hospital in Washington, D.C., and that was during the time of infantile paralysis. I worked with the iron lung machine with Sister Kenny, and then used to give those turpentine, wring them out. They were so hot. They were so hot. We used to use prongs to turn out the wraps, them out. Turpentine wraps. They were very heavy cotton cloths that you, maybe they were about 20 by 20 size cloth, and you took prongs because you couldn't touch it with your fingers or you'd get burnt. And we used to wring them out with those prongs, and then we have the patient with their legs, you know, on the back, and we put them on their legs and exercise them and everything. This is the Sister Kenny used to do this treatment, you know. She came there and supervised all that treatment. That was her treatment for infantile paralysis, to try and get the legs back in motion, you know, because they were all paraplegics, really, with infantile paralysis.
Who was Sister Kenny?
She was did work with the infantile paralysis in those days. She was very noted for it, and she spoke about it and did. She's the one that did these treatments and everything and invented, but I don't know if it ever did any good. And we had the heart-lung machines because some of them, you know, it was in their chest. They couldn't breathe, so they'd be on the heart-lung machine. And, gosh, I mean, you'd work nights there, and all you hear was the sound of those machines going, and it was an awful, awful, eerie sound. And you had to do duty there. And sometimes at night they'd rotate you, you know, you'd work days, evenings, or nights. And then you'd go to the medical or surgical care units. You'd rotate all around.
How many people were you in charge of?
Oh, gosh. Jeez, you bring them back. I wasn't no people. I was the little probie, really. I did the work under everybody, you know, taking care of patients. I was taking care of patients and told what to do. I remember even, some of it was very sad because I remember a Marine and his wife bringing their little baby with leukemia. And in those days, there was no treatment for leukemia. And you knew when they were going to take that little baby home, she was going to die, and it was the most precious little baby you'd ever want to see. It was heartbreaking.